mean, here you are with no support. What happened next?
I just sold everything I owned and bought a one-way bus ticket to Arcata and didn't know what I was going to do. I ended up applying for welfare, but, you know, I was on my own. I had no skills. I had never, you know, a lot of it is my own responsibility. I never took life seriously. I was into parties and being stupid and, you know, suddenly I was facing supporting a child. I wasn't equipped, not from anything I learned in school. So I just applied for welfare, went up to Arcata, found myself surrounded by a very scary lifestyle with drug addict, drug dealers living next door. And
you were in a truly desperate situation. I remember in your article you said you even had to sell your dog.
Yeah, well, no, I gave my dog away, which was like that almost killed me.
Sold your car and everything.
Yeah.
Eventually found yourself literally out in the cold, and take us to that point.
Well, I was on the bus trip up to Arcata. I decided Arcata had, you know, it wasn't very expensive to live up there. So I took a bus to Arcata, and there was a layover in Crescent City that was unexpected, and it was pouring rain, and the bus stop was shut, and there was no shelter. And I was literally sitting in a gutter just crying because I was starting to show. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know where I was going. I was just desperate.
You're completely alone.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping you. You are a child, pregnant with a child, starting to show. You've got nowhere to turn, so where did you find strength? Because, I mean, this is I think, what people are, you know, this is their darkest fear, is to find themselves absolutely no hope, and but you held on to that point, and tell us how you got beyond that point.
Well, I just, you know, it was like the Lord was there for me. I didn't really know him at that time very well. I had kind of a new age attitude towards him, but I think he knew our future.
Mm-hmm.
And he just surrounded me and comforted me. He was the only one. I just remember sitting on that curb,
Felt like a presence?
Sure.
Really?
God just flood. When you are really down and out and you're broken, if you just lift your head up and look to your Redeemer, he is there. Even if you don't understand him, even if you don't know him that well, he is there and he is waiting for you.
So at that point, you felt like, even though you weren't necessarily I'm an ex-Jehovah's Witness. I haven't been to a church. You know, I used to go to Kingdom Halls, and I consider myself a Christian. But what you did is you opened yourself. At that point, you were literally at rock bottom.
Right. Know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. I was just getting out of where I was. So I kept going, and
so that gave you the strength to go on.
You know, there wasn't any choice. And I was comforted by God. I mean, it's just, what can you do? You just hold on to him and you just walk through it. There's nothing else you can do because there was no other way to go unless I wanted to go back to death, which, of course, I wouldn't go back to Planned Parenthood. But I kept going, and I ended up in Arcata, and I was surrounded in a place that I remember just freaking out thinking, I can't raise a child in these surroundings. This is horrible. I had nothing to give him. I didn't know how to feed us. I didn't want us living on welfare and getting into, you know, people who are on welfare, bless their hearts, they have to try to scrape a living out of it. I'm so thankful for welfare, but
so you're a born-again Christian.
Yes. And anyway, I ended up talking to the adoption agency about the possibility of giving him up for adoption, because I just knew that there, I just felt so insecure about what I was doing, and I thought I would just talk to them. I really didn't want to go there because I didn't know anything about it, but adoption agencies, the state adoption agency, has so many loving parents just waiting with open arms, child.